and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director, and with me today is Patrick Dean. He's Vice President at Dean Transportation. Patrick also holds a number of different titles within the organization, which I'll go over. But first, I'm going to welcome Patrick back to the podcast. So, Patrick, you know, happy 4th of July weekend, and welcome back to NSTA, The Bus Stop.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, happy 4th of July. I'm so happy to be back on the podcast and give the listeners a little bit preview of some exciting things to come up. So thanks for having me back.
Nope. Listen, our pleasure. Now, Patrick is co-chair of the Business Development Committee. He also chairs our Strategic Business Plan Committee and an offshoot of that, the Alternative Student Transportation Task Force. But today, Patrick, we're going to focus on your role as co-chair of the Business Development Committee and, you know, talk about the NSTA, you know, private market share data acquisition project that the BDC has worked on over the past, you know, several years. So if you can you give us a thumbnail, you know, of the committee one and that project two?
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud to co-chair the Business Development Committee with my father, Kelly Dean. And the Business Development Committee really has been around for probably 10 plus years, maybe up to 15 years. I'm losing track of years. But we were developed out of a strategic plan at the time to really focus on how do we grow the industry? How do we grow contracted services across the country? And one of the things we identified early on was that there's not a good national database, or there's not a good research pool, there's not a good research paper on how many school districts really contract for services, because there's so many different forms of contracts, different service relationships. NSTA didn't necessarily have a huge database at the time. So for the last 10 years, we've really started to develop a method to track contracted services in states across our nation and in Canada. And so we have been working on that for a number of years. But recently, back in 2018, we started a project with a consulting group out of Michigan State University that helped us kind of put some framework around our data. And so we're excited to kind of have a third version of that be unveiled at our upcoming annual meeting. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, but that's really a little bit about the history and a lot of excitement around where we've come the last 10 plus years.
Yeah, that was a, you know, great summary. And you did mention, you know, the team at Michigan State University called the Spectrum Consulting Team. So I wonder if you can tell the audience about this great relationship that we have amongst Dean Transportation and NSTA and the Spectrum Consulting Group.
Absolutely. Well, we were pleased to find Spectrum Consulting Group. So Spectrum is a group of undergraduate students at Michigan State University, East Lansing, Michigan. They are really at the top of their class in terms of academic performance and their vision of who they want to be as professionals. But all the Spectrum Consulting Team does is they donate their time to gain professional experience in certain different projects. And so back in 2018-19, we were able to meet a few of their participants and leaders at the time, learn about what they do, and really started to engage them on what resources they may have. So they bring students in not only from the Broad College of Business at Michigan State, but also information technology, engineering, other disciplines, and math. They pull all these students together to really give a good cross-functional team of experts. And so, as I mentioned, they all donate their time to gain professional experience and support whatever organization they're doing. But they also ask the organizations that are participating to make a donation to their nonprofit, which supports local charities throughout the East Lansing community. And so we've had several renditions of the project with Spectrum, and I think you've had them on the podcast before. Great group of students, and really have helped put a framework together to really dive deep into our data acquisition project.
Yeah, and it's been great working, you know, with those students. And I think, you know, they obviously help us as much as we help them. So it's a really great, you know, relationship in that respect. Last time we had a presentation over private market share was back in 2020. And, you know, it's like, unfortunately, the pandemic wiped out, you know, a lot of, you know, activity. But, you know, I remember being in Scottsdale, Arizona, you know, with you, Patrick, and you presented on that, which would have been the 2019 iteration of the engagement with Spectrum Consulting Group. So, you know, we missed, you know, a year and a half there, let's say. And now we're in 2022, we're going up to Niagara Falls, you know, we're going to have this, you know, program. And here's my shameless plug, Wednesday, July 27th at 9:30. Yourself, Keith Galloway, David Zickafoos, and of course, John Zaworski, who's not going to be in Niagara Falls, but a key part of the subcommittee, the BDC subcommittee on this. Can you talk about a little about each different engagement? Because I think the first one started in 2018, actually predated me at NSTA. But from, you know, from where I sit, I think each engagement has gotten a little bit better each time. But curious to see, you know, how you view it, Patrick.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's growing project. It's a living project that always has to be updated. And it's really become the fabric of the Business Development Committee. So my shameless plug, if anybody's really interested in data and wanting to see the market, we'd welcome them to join our Business Development Committee. We're always looking for volunteers to join our monthly calls. And two that you've identified, Keith Galloway and David Zickafoos, have just been fantastic for their leadership of this latest rendition of Spectrum, along with Kurt, you and your team, Alec, and others that have spent considerable hours on this. But going all the way back, the Business Development Committee tried to do the first rendition ourselves. We really sought data nationally. We went through a lot of sources and got just a small way towards viewing the nation. And so we learned quickly how many hours it took to really gather data at the national level. And so that led to our first engagement with Spectrum in 2018, which really was a lot about having them understand the dynamic nature of our industry. Our industry is just very complex. As you know, a lot of regulatory state interaction. So we learned a lot through the first engagement. The second engagement, we spent a little bit more time dialing in the confidence of our data. It was important to us that we had confidence levels in the data because sometimes we are using survey information, sometimes we are using state published information, sometimes we were using legislative reports, sometimes we were using revenue or state budget numbers for transportation. So we used all these different elements to pull all that together. So that was rendition two with Spectrum. And then now we're jumping to the point where we've identified some key states and we've really wanted to dial in the state level information on some gaps we had in the first two renditions and also the one that Business Development Committee did. So this third rendition version, whatever you want to call it, of our document is going to be unveiled at our annual meeting on July 27th at 9:30. And so Keith, myself, and David will share a little bit about how we got to this point and what the most current information is. And quite honestly, we're looking for engagement number four with Spectrum and how that looks as our data continues to mature and really highlight our industry across the country.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there are, you know, two ways that I see, at least primarily, that we can utilize the data. And one is within our, you know, advocacy team efforts, and the other's, you know, also assisting, you know, the growth of NSTA through membership recruitment and retention activities. Wonder if you can take a minute, Patrick, and talk about utilization of the data, you know, for both advocacy and membership.
Yeah, no, first and foremost, advocacy. I mean, I think we've all learned the power of NSTA from an advocacy standpoint, which, you know, representing yellow school buses in the industry from a private company perspective has been never more important in the last 2 years. But this data has really allowed us to put some structure to advocacy. So when we're talking about the number of buses, the number of contractors, the number of miles, really a scope of what private operators are doing in our industry, it really has put some substance and weight behind that because we represent a vast percentage of the industry and growing. And we're excited to put that information, that data behind our advocacy efforts. But it's also been equally as important to recruit members. We've been able to identify new members and have seen them joined through data we found in states that we haven't necessarily always had high engagement. And so we've been able to educate new operators about NSTA, our advocacy efforts, our networking opportunities, our vendor partnerships and relationships, and it allowed us to actually engage more people into the association. So, you know, it's been a twofold kind of success story, and will continue to be that way going forward.
Yeah, and I don't want you to give away, you know, anything, because we're all looking forward to, you know, the program on July 27th. But is there anything you want to tell folks that maybe you'll, you know, things you'll cover, or, you know, areas that, you know, we're going to kind of be provocative and try to gain, you know, more input from members who attend the program? Like, what are the things they'd like to see out of the project?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the one thing that we can really have some power with at NSDA is really to gain all perspectives. You know, these presentations we've gone through at different meetings have allowed operators across the country to come up and say, hey, what about this information? Or, hey, I know this is going on in this state, or I know this is part of operations in, you know, XYZ state. And that's really led the business development committee to even better confidence in our information. And there may be areas that folks want to see more of. Maybe it's student ridership, maybe it's attendance. There's things that we believe we can expand upon once we have a good base of data. And we feel really good about, you know, this latest version. We focused intensely on a number of states. And so that allowed us to really dive deeper into state level data. At this point, as a committee and as a subcommittee and as Spectrum Consulting, we really have to go to the states to get information. So there's not a national place we can go and grab information, as we all know. And so we're excited. I guess the preview is that there's some key states that had missing information that we've been able to gather firm data for. And we'll be rolling that out and sharing a little bit about that at our upcoming meeting. So it's going to be a great session. Again, Wednesday, the 27th of July at 9:30. Keith Galloway and David Zikafoos, both experts in the field, both with data minds that'll really help us highlight some of that key information. So we're excited as a business development committee. And again, this is just another stepping stone towards a really long-lasting document for NSDA.
Yeah, and great summary, Patrick. You really hit all the touchstones with it. I am going to not let you leave before I throw one little curveball at you, but I think you can hit it out of the park. It'll be hanging curveball for you. So you and Kelly, big Michigan State Spartans, and now the big news over the past couple of weeks, the addition of UCLA and USC to the Big Ten. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think expanding the scope of teams and universities throughout the Big Ten only strengthens the conference. And obviously, growing up as Big Ten fans, not only Michigan State Spartans, but just Big Ten fans, it would be great to add more excitement around the conference. And it's exciting. It's going to be great to watch Big Ten teams fly to the West Coast and play some key conference matchups. So we're excited. I think the more the better, and the stronger together the Big Ten can be, where it's going to be good for the future of the conference.
Now, with my alma mater, Rutgers, we actually do now go from shore to shore. We go to the Atlantic to the Pacific, you know, with the Big Ten. So it'll be very, very interesting.
Yeah, no, my only hesitation is trying to stay up late to watch a night game on the West Coast. I don't know if I'll make it to watch some of those late night games, but it'll definitely give a national reach for the Big Ten, and obviously expanded out to the East Coast many years ago was a great move for them, and it's great for everybody. So it's great to see teams joining the conference, and just strengthens the historical Big Ten. So we're excited about it.
So we should put in a disclaimer that Alec, who produces the podcast, is a big Penn State fan. So at least we all have that. And our past president, John Benish, was Purdue guy. So, you know, the association itself is very Big Ten centric for folks to understand. So it's all been great. But Patrick, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us here at NSDA, the bus stop. Once again, our guest this week, Patrick Dean, he's vice president at Dean Transportation. He's also co-chair of the NSTA Business Development Committee. He mentioned July 27th at 9:30 a.m. with him, Keith Galloway, and David Zikafoos. So, Patrick, safe travels up to Niagara Falls. I look forward to seeing you up there.
Hey, we can't wait to see everybody there. Thanks, Kurt.
It's summer, and it's time to get outside. Many children will be riding bicycles, and even with supervision, they may not be alert for oncoming traffic. In a second's notice, they can ride into a blind spot of a large vehicle, especially a school bus. For over 16 years, Keystone has been your advocate and partner for highlighting the importance of student safety inside and outside of the yellow bus. Everyone in the community plays a role to make sure students get to and from school safely. Keystone helps you protect the children you transport and your livelihood, your business. Keystone's school transportation insurance program is offered through its network of agents around the country who specialize in the industry. For more information, visit KeystoneINSGRP.com and search for school bus contractors. With Keystone, independence works better together.